Simon Chavches. Sif Aleph. Chayav Adam L'mashmesh B'Tfilin Kol Shah. The person has to be aware that he's wearing tefillin. So you see a Daita Mehem. He shouldn't be Messiah Das from the fact that he's wearing tefillin. So the Morris learns that from a Pasuk, you have to actually touch the tefillin regularly to remind yourself. Mishabir will talk about the B'Shas Tefillin. You do not need to. B'mashmesh B'Shayat Chilo. Since the way you do it is you take your hands are going to come to your shalyad first, so the mevayel mitzvah, so you mashmish on the shalyad, then the shal rosh.
And don't you need to touch the tefillin all the time during the time you're davening?
Correct. Kshayomer kshartom la'oisa yodecho, mashmish b'shalyad, kshayomer yohoyot tol tefas b'neinecho, mashmish b'shal rosh. When you say Kriya Shema and you mention the tefillin, you should touch the correct tefillin at that point in time. So the second reason he says is because we want them to be always in the right place, and the nature is that they do move out of place. And the first reason is because that should act as some type of reminder of the fact that you're wearing tefillin. However, based on tefillah sif cut and beis, based on tefillah in circle of mashmish b'hem, during davening you do not need to be mashmish with him. That's what we're going to run later on. So why is that? Why do you not need to be mashmish during davening? The Bir Aloch will talk about what about during. There's these were tefillin the whole day, so. We were concerned that the person weren't tefillin the whole day. There's a certain level of kedusha and attitude you need to maintain the tefillin in. So during the day, the person's going to be busy doing whatever he's doing. He needs to regularly touch the tefillin, remind himself, you know, you're wearing tefillin, you know, you have to keep it in the proper kedusha. During tefillah, we assume that a person will maintain the tefillin in the proper kedusha regards to what they're thinking about, regards to how clean their body is, etc. They're going to be aware of the tefillin, and they're not going to be doing something improper while they're davening. And actually, Mishabur will say later on in Mem Dalad, or during learning also, B'shas Limud. So nowadays, it becomes somewhat an irrelevant issue because we're basically wearing it for davening. Some people keep it on a little bit for learning afterwards. Mr. Brewer will later on mention that it's proper to learn something while you're wearing a tefillin, either before davening or after davening. It would be proper to do that. But other than that, most people are not wearing tefillin. Where it is relevant is if you're not makbel, if you're not makbel some people are makbel, they don't talk. Dibrikha, while they're wearing tefillin. Let's say you're not makbid on that. So it's a situation, you might come early and you're putting your tefillin and the davening hasn't started, so somebody will start schmoozing with you. So during that situation, you would have a lacha, this chi of mishmush, you have to touch your tefillin. First time I remember, I learned the halacha, and I never like really thought about it, applying it. Had a chaver in yeshiva, and one day we were talking, he was still wearing his tefillin, and I kept noticing his hand going like this, to his, like every few minutes, he kept touching his tefillin. Shorosh. Oh yeah, he's right. That's exactly what he's doing. He's doing this halacha mishmush, which is the proper halacha. B'shas tefillah, however, you do not need to do that. So the real reason why, so now this actually is a machlokes later on. This halacha, why we need, that we shouldn't, the halacha of hesek hadas by tefillin, is the main concern because we're afraid that the person, if you're Messiah Das, you'll end up, your mind will wander to things which are, Skoik and Kalos Rosh, etc. If that's the reason, so obviously during tefillah that will not be an issue, or there's an etzem halacha, you have to constantly see where you're wearing tefillin, which according to that really should apply to during Shas HaTefillah also. And that's machlokes later on, and many a bar mitzvah pshetel has been discussed, the machlokes between the Shagas Aryeh and the Magen Avraham, what is in the getter of the din of Hesek Hadas by tefillin. This is one of the famous topics that they use for bar mitzvah pshetelach.
What is considered b'chol shah?
How regularly is regularly?
Yeah.
I don't have a good answer to that question.
This lacha does apply when one is learning, or doesn't apply while one is learning with the tefillin on?
Later on, Memdal, the Bir Aloch says doesn't apply when you're learning. Does not apply. B'shalyad, you touch the shalyad first, gimel. The shalyad smucho loyin l'mashmasho, that's closer to your hand. Ve'im avir ala mitzvahs. So the din of mishmash is the mitzvah.
Why does he focus on that answer versus the answer just saying the pasuk says in the order of Yadcha before the Totavas Beninecha. I mean, it's in that order.
Okay, that's really a halacha in how you put it on.
So, but I'm saying, if you're mashmas both tefillin, wouldn't it be logical to do it in the order that you number one put them on, and number two the way the pasuk says it? I don't know where he has to go to the mavirin. I mean, I'm not understanding that.
Well, the Gemara actually says the mavirin, so it's we can't blame the Chofetz Chaim.
No, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just trying to understand.
I think again, it's not a halacha in the hanocha; it's a halacha of awareness. So theoretically, you know, just this is a way to keep reminding you. So theoretically, let's say the conversation starts with, you know, you're chewing your talk with your hands. So I'm telling you this whole story, and my hand is over here. So then I should touch my shalrosh first.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right. Because it's not necessary. I'm not all that convinced that one is closer than the other. Really.
Well, if your hand is down here, the normal flow is it goes unless you go like this. Most people don't do like that. Most people go up this way. That's how they go up. So you're going to be very close to your shoulder. Yeah.
I see it.
Most people do it like this. You know.
Now I can visualize it. Okay. And when you visualize it, I can see you passing. You're passing. Okay.
The reason why I said I'm not sure what the shear is, because according to the Shagas Ayashita is that you're not a Mimasiyach Das period. The Magen Avraham says you can't. It's an Isser of Schach and Kalos Rosh. So according to which Mishnah Berurah is going with the Magen Avraham. So according to the Magen Avraham, so it's hard to know exactly what that shear would have when to attain that. In the Shagas Ayah, the problems are the other around. Like, you know, what is the shear is every moment. So if you look at the Shari Shuba, he talks about what the shear would be according to the Shagas Arte. Some say Hiluch Me'ama, some say less than that. Hiluch Me'ama is not that long, right? If you figure you move 2,000 amas in 18 minutes, that's what you say shear of a mil is 18 minutes.
Less than.
So it's less than a minute.
Right.
And they say something larger, so that's too long of a time to wait. All right. So I don't know exactly what the shear is. Dal tchilob, achakach v'shal roish, you do the shal yad first, and then the shal roish. V'eis mishmu shal shal roish, matzul shenishmur mimakaymoy. V'noidoloi oz shal shal yad, gam ken nishmur mimakaymoy. If you realize, when you touch it, you realize they were out of place. Tzorach lakzir, shal yad tchila al makaymoy. Mikrodo v'kshata moshay decho, v'hara v'tutsa b'rinecho, v'knabatsim v'chapesef v'op. So what's he saying like this? So I touch my shal roish, I realize it's out of place. I touch the shayad is out of place. I touch the rosh out of place. My hand is by the shorosh. We could argue in Mivir Lamitzvahs. I should correct the shorosh first. But he said before that even though the rule of Mivir Lamitzvahs, the rule is that this is the halacha. This is now an action of hanocha. You're correcting the hanocha, and you're doing a new hanocha. The hanocha has to be in the order of shayad and the shorosh, even though you end up you being Mivir Lamitzvahs. That's the point. He's pointing out with it. Okay, base. Tefillin shel rosh kolos tchila. Mishum l'chsiv b'hoyu l'tota v'sbeni nechos. The hoyu is plural. So when they are on your the v'sbeni nechos, it should be they. So whenever you have the shel rosh on, it should be two. Because man shebeni nechos yirushdayim. So if you take the shel yad first, you'll only having one. The shel rosh on by itself. So you take up the shel rosh, and then the shel yad. Tzorach lach l'tfilin shorosh me'umad. Tzorach shorosh is taken off standing. Now v'yinich b'tik shorosh v'lov shoyad. The shorosh should be further in, and the shoyad should be closer up. It should be higher, literally. Like I mentioned before, your hand wants to come to the shoyad before it comes to the shorosh. Okay. Hey, chorosh tchila. And the way we do it is we take off we unwrap the hand, take off the shorosh. Ma'umar. Hu adin hasaras hakrichas shel ha'etzba, and taking off the krichas on the etzba also should be done standing. Okay. According to the meaning of the Svardim, the Mechaber, that you sit putting on the Shoyad, so you can take off the Shoyad seated. But if you hold it, you have to stand for putting on the Shoyad, so the act of taking off should be parallel to the act of putting on. It should be also Ma'umah. People will take off the tefillin with the weaker hands, which is their left hand. Laharis shakosha olav chalitzosin, to indicate that they feel uncomfortable taking it off. They feel bad they're taking it off, so they're not doing it in a, you know, they're doing it in a weaker way, in a sense.
Take off their tefillin shalosh.
Correct. It's very hard to take off your tefillin shalosh with your left hand. Avimu iter yad shakomalachta bismarloi. So if he's an Iter Yad and he does his work with his left hand, so then he should take it off with his right hand. Now you're going to have an interesting din like we had before, depending on how you learn the different shitas, where a person might write with one hand and do his strength with his other hand, right? So so he might end up putting on tefillin. Let's say he writes with his right hand, and his strong hand is his left hand. All of his strength is in his left hand. He writes with his right hand. So if you paskin that you go basur ksiba, so he puts on tefillin on his left arm. Another arm. Let's say he writes with his left arm, and his strength is in his right arm. So he's going to put on tefillin in his right hand. But he'll be different than everybody else. He'll be taking off tefillin with the other hand, because that maisa, that's the weaker hand. So even though he puts on tefillin on the right arm, most of us, we put tefillin on our left arm, which is our weaker arm, we take off tefillin with that same arm. He's going to be taking off tefillin with this arm, because that's the weaker arm, even though tefillin is on that arm. So you're going to have that type of a situation. Well, love shal yad, you put it away with the shal yad above the shal resh. Now, So they had a problem with exactly how to do this, how to figure this out. Why? Because we agree. So you want to get the shayad first. That's priority number one. So you basically end up with a teak where one has to go on top of the other, and you put the shoyad on top of the shorosh. He says, don't put it on top, because the ma'aseh, the kedusha of the shoyad is not as great as the kedusha of the shorosh. It's not proper to put the shoyad on top of the shorosh. So you should put it next to each other. And that's what we do. According to the Magen Rama, Asher Kosev Hamachaber Ba'olav Shoyad, which may sound like it's on top of it, it doesn't mean actually physically on top of it, the way the Taz and the Bach learn. Pirusha Sheitnu Ksas Letzad Malo, it should be a little more forward. Kedei Lifgoya Baham Tchila, which therefore when you open up the tick, they will be closer to you when you open up the tick.
Theoretically, if you could have, I've never seen it. I've seen it, well, I have seen it, but not in a bag. Where you could have had a long and narrow bag, and the shel rosh would be on the inside of the bag, and the shel yad would be in the front of the bag. So it would be, let's say, it could be a narrow bag like this.
Right.
That would be just the size of the tefillin, and the shel rosh would be inside. The shel yad would be inside. It would be physically impossible.
Right. So that's what.
But they don't make them that way. The only thing I've seen is like sometimes they have like a container. I don't know if you've seen that. Have you seen it?
Right.
It's like a container with like a screw off top, and then it's literally.
Right.
But so then that's one is on top. But
so that's
if you made it. But if you made it like a bag that looked like this, you wouldn't have a top and a bottom. You just have the shel rosh inside and the shel yad in front of it, and then it would be impossible for it to be any other way. But they don't make it that way. I've never seen that.
Right. So the reason why we don't do that is because the nature many times is when you pick up your bag, you pick it up and you hold it. Instead of holding it like this, you hold it hanging down. So you end up with the shayat on top. You end up with the shayat on top at that point in time.
You're back to, if you put it that way.
So Magen Rama says, if you put one next to the other.
If you're carrying it, you would be carrying it.
So that's what we do the other way. So what do you do is you want to put the shayat a little further forward. The nature of the nowadays it becomes we have a zipper, so you're going to open up the zipper and now your hand is here, so the tefillin should be where your hand is, that after you finish opening up. So the shalyad should be on that side. So if your zipper opens from left to right, you put the shalyad on the right side, you'll open up, and now your hand is on the right side, right next to the shalyad. But if your zipper opens from right to left, you'd put the shalyad on the left side. Because again, when you after you finish opening up, your hand is right next to that tefillah, whatever it was, what it's going to be. It's better to have it, but it is better to, the reason why they said the idea of putting on the side you mean was, I can't tell you, I've done a study of it, but the nature is that usually you move towards the right side. So if the bag is, the shayat is, there's no zipper opening up, it's just open on top. You're going to stick towards the right side. That's what the shayat is. So the point is not so much right versus left. The point is first versus second.
I always thought it was the opposite, you know. Because you're opening up the bag, so it seems like the first thing you're going to grab is as the zipper's opening, you know.
But nature, we don't really take everything out until we finish opening. That's usually how we do it.
Didn't you say the other night it's where you start to open it, or you know it's where you end it? It's where you end your opening.
Where you end your opening.
Where you end your opening.
Yeah. They put it in separate containers. But you still have the same problem. Because so the point being, if it's in the kiss, I'm not ready to do the mitzvah yet. She says, not call me ma'ar ala mitzvah when it's inside the kiss. That's the thought process that this idea has. But the dasa tazli el simen chafei. The gamma yere kiss, shayach ma'ar ala mitzvahs. So the Taz holds, even in the case of the kiss, when you came to the first kiss first, you should be taking it out of the kiss at that point in time. Okay, they put like a tick, like a container, with the box that we use. It should be visible which one is which, so you'll be able to take out the right one from the container. It's improper to use the container which holds the shalrosh for the shalyad because you're lowering its kedusha. Elim can't hiss the tchil unless you made it tonight originally when you designated it that it's not being miyuchad dafka for the shalrosh. So you want to get to the shalrosh, be able to get to the shalyad first tchila. We start lahavar lemitzus. Menachem lizor shalyad it's shalyad ad sheniach a shalrosh b'teich atik. Kenei shal yishkech v'yineich shalyad tchila b'seich atik. So the Mishabur says it would be proper to when you take off the shalrosh to take it off. Wrap it up, put it away, and then take off the shalyad. So the place where this is relevant is in Rosh Chodesh, which we take off. And we mentioned the idea that Mishavur comes out. It's really better to take it off after the Kaddish. On the other hand, we pointed out you can't be mafsik because the Kaddish is the introduction to Musaf. So you need to limit the time lapse, and you shouldn't talk then. You should limit the time lapse between the Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei. So is it proper to take it off, be makbid on this nochin, and put it into the bag, and then take off the shalyad, thereby adding more time, or just take off the shalrosh and the shalyad, leave them outside, and then later on, when you put it away, you have to be careful. So the Mishmur's Lashon is nochin, it's proper. So my understanding is that therefore, a situation where there is a pressing need not to do that, i.e. by the case of Musaf, so then you would not do that. You would just take both off and wrap it up later on. But the point is, when you should wrap it up, make sure you put it away in the right place. They kiss the tefillin. Test. When you put away the tefillin, you shouldn't put the tefillin on top of the batim, because it's a problem of their lesser kedusha. So over here it sounds like you're allowed to put it on the titura. The Mishabura before in Simchav Zayin said you should not even put it on the titura. Okay. So maybe you ever seen like they make like a long wrap. Somebody's supposed to like a ball of, it's a long wrapping with a few in the middle, so it looks like there's two wings on the sides. Because the tefillin referred to as kanfiyona. I'm sure you've seen that. Yeah, like, that's how you do it.
It's standard, isn't it?
It's standard. Well, nowadays most people wrap it onto the tick. They still do it not on the tick at all. A lot of people wrap their tefillin on the tick.
They do?
On the box.
Oh, on the box.
This is not on the box at all. Bukhari, you wouldn't do it on the box at all. They used to have boxes on top.
They didn't have boxes, though.
They had boxes on top. What they would do is they would wrap it as a separate piece, separate unit, like you saw my Rebbeim all did it like that.
They didn't have boxes?
They came from Europe, but probably didn't have boxes in Europe. You know, they had just the covers on top. You wrap the ritzua around the tefillin, not the tefillin inside the ritzua. Gam shekhanot al tefillin mikisun lo yonarim. You don't shake it. Al noilim biyodim mitecha kis. You don't shake out your tefillin. You take out the tefillin with your hand. Tik tefillin osim rishal shatnez. Kamei beit pachas sforim. Because you're going to be putting your hand inside to get it. You're going to benefit from the warmth of the shatnez. Okay.
So what's an asip to do?
Okay.
So it's closer to half.
One second. Let's do Simcha Chavtes. At least Mechaber. I didn't want to catch the minutes over there. 7:45, which we'll probably won't start at 7:45. In the baruch shum bracha kashachal tefillin, fil kashachal tzim erev Shabbos ben hashmoshes. The reason why we're saying this because there is a gemara in the Gemara which says that we take off tefillin, we make a bracha. So we're passing, we don't pass on that mandomer, and you don't make a bracha when you take it off. Even erev Shabbos ben hashmoshes, but that you have a chiyuv to take off tefillin before Shabbos, you don't make a bracha. We hold that Lila is mantfilin. So we don't make a bracha because we hold Mikra and Yolanda were tefillin b'Lila. We just don't put on tefillin b'Lila. We also hold that, by the way, that b'tzibur, you have to take it off. You shouldn't wear b'tzibur. Benish Moshes, Pshiris after Kaimel on the Shabbos, we have to vlaz mantfilin. Now, we like the B'nai Marav. Every Shabbos is taka not this man anymore. And you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos because you're over Baal Tosef. So the Chor, your mamash makayim a mitzvah by taking it off. Kamacham kivin shemen nicham alav b'li kavan on the shem mitzvah. Ein bezeb isser min atar, el medir b'sefer. If you wear it not l'shem mitzvah, it's a beged. So you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, betzah mitzvah the beged shabbat. We said don't wear it. Gzeres shem yetzeh behem l'shus harabin. We're afraid of my God, which is the Rabbi, and then you need to use the bathroom. We'll take them off, and I'll end up carrying them. So he said, "Don't wear them." For Yeshchokim Gal Malzeh, Kama Shemvar the Kamomim Sim Lamanal. Ficha Lo Shach Bracha Alzeh, Kimin Rizchalitzes Hatfilin Mitzar Atzva Ein Bo Mitzvah Ve Ein Alchotin El Mishum Gzeira. So you're not taking it off because there's a mitzvah to take it off. So there's a concern which might be, it would be taka an iser to wear it then. And there'd be a mitzvah to take it off because the command of the Baal Tosef says take off the tefillin, so you make a bracha. Okay, let's hold it here.